So, Chamishanami, the same story should apply if you have five brothers, and two of them died and you have three alive. Also, we should tell these three, B'davka, to give chalitza, and not to be miyabim, because maybe the other two brothers will die, and the first one can't do anything. So Gemara says, no, that we're not afraid of. I'll tell you, Lemisa de Trela Chashina, that we're not afraid. We're not afraid that two people will die. So we're only afraid when there were only four brothers that two died, now there are two alive. We're afraid maybe after the first one makes Yibum, the second one will die. But if you have three brothers still alive, then we're not afraid that, then we say, let the first one be Miyabim one sister. And you have two brothers alive now, that either one of them could be Miyabim the second sister. So what are you afraid? Maybe one brother will die, but that's all. One, maybe. But to say two will die, that for sure, lechashinim. Therefore, the Mishnah only says four brothers, and not with five brothers.
And the verse is right there. Omar Rova, Bar Rav Huna, Omar Rav, Sholosh Achoyis, if you have three sisters, Yivomis, Shenoflu Lefnei Shnei Yachin Yivomin. In other words, we started out with five brothers, and three of the brothers married three sisters. And now all three brothers died, so the three sisters now fall to the two brothers that are still alive. So what's the halacha? So Rav Bar Rav Huna, Omar Rav says that Zeh Cholos Liyachas, the Zecholos Liyachas, that we have in our Mishnah. In other words, you can't be Miyabim any one of them, because either we're afraid we hold Ye Zika, and therefore anyone you be Miyabim is Achois, the sister of your Zekukosoi, which is also to you. Whereas even if we hold Ein Zika, still we have the Gzera, maybe he'll be Mavato Mitzvot Yivomin. Therefore, the din is he has to give Chalitza. So now the Chiddush now is that Zecholos Liyachas, the Zecholos Liyachas. One brother that's alive now has to give chalitza to one of the sisters. The second brother gives to the second sister. Now, the emtsoyis, the third sister, the middle sister, is tzricha chalitza mishnayim. Both of the brothers now have to give a chalitza. It's not enough for one brother, but both of them have to give a chalitza. Now, the Gemara will soon explain what his reason is. He holds that chalitza psula is sorach lachsa kolachin. In other words, if you give a Yevom a Chalitza, in a case that really you were not allowed to be Miyabim her, so that Chalitza is not such a good Chalitza. So for a Yevom to be free to get married, Lashuk, she has to get Chalitza then from all the brothers. So let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Oh, Malay Rabba. So Rabba said back, Miduka Amrit Em Tsoyas Tsuricha Chalitza, since you're telling me now that the middle sister, in other words, the third sister, has to have Chalitza from both of the brothers, it's not enough for one of the brothers to give chalitza, but you have to have from both of them. Is kasavrit you hold yei zika, that avadi you hold yei zika, sitting like all three sisters are a little bit married to the two brothers. So therefore, neither of them is allowed to make a mitzvah yibum. Neither of them could be miyabim any one of the three sisters. Therefore, the hevilo chalitza psula, the chalitza that you're giving now, this yivam is called the chalitza psula. Psula means that it's not 100% like the best way of the mitzvah. Because you can't even do Yibum. Like usually, even if you give Chalitza, it's called the Chalitza Ksherim, because if you wanted to, you could have been Miyabim her. So now that you're not doing Yibum, you're doing Chalitza, that's like in the place of Yibum. But here, even if you wanted to, you are not allowed to be Miyabim her, so the Chalitza that you give her is not such a good Chalitza, it's called Chalitza Psula. And the Gemara says, what Rav holds is, the Chalitza Psula, Sorach La Sarah Kolachin. In a case where the Yevama is only receiving a chalitza psula, say if there are two brothers alive now, and she was zokuk to both of the brothers, which usually the halacha is, any one of the brothers gives one of them, gives a chalitza, and that's enough. Usually she does not have to have chalitza from all the brothers, like we had before. One brother gives, and that's enough for everybody. But over here, the one chalitza that the brother is giving is called a chalitza psula, therefore Rav holds that tzorach lasra kolachin. All the brothers, whoever's alive now, also has to make chalitza with this Yivama in order to free her to get married Lashuk. So the Gemara asks, if that's Rav's halacha, yihachi, if so, kemai so nami, then even the first one. In other words, what do we say now? That the three sisters fell to two brothers. So we say now one brother first gives chalitza to one sister. Then the second brother gives to the second sister. And now it's only a problem about the third sister. So the question is why? Why the same problem should be with the first sister? The first sister also, you're telling me now we hold Yezika. So Yezika means like all three sisters are zokuk, are a little bit attached to both of these brothers. So even the first brother, when he gives chalitza to the first sister, it's also called the chalitza psula. Because if he wanted to, he was not able to be miyabimah. Because she's called achois zukhtosoi. She's like the sister to your wife already. So you can't be miyabimah. So even the first brother, when he gives the first sister chalitza, also there should be a problem. That even the first sister should have to receive two chalitzas, like one from each brother. So the verse says, true. Idinofo bevasacha sochinami. If we're talking about the case that all three brothers died the exact same second, that all the sisters fell together, you'll be true. That the time you give chalitza to the first sister, since the second sister is already there, so and you can't be miyabim the first one, it will be called a chalitza psula, she would have to receive chalitza from both the brothers. But leitzrich, you know what Rav's talking about? The nofal b'zuachazu. We're talking about that the three brothers that died, they died one after another. The case was like this. Nof lechoda, one brother died, married to one sister, cholitz l'ruvi. So now one brother went ahead and made chalitza. At that time it was called the chalitza ksheira, because if he wanted to at that time, he could have been the yavimah. Because there's only one brother that died, so his wife is the yavamah, she falls to all the brothers. So instead of being the yavim, Reuven made chalitza, that's called chalitza ksheira, so that sister goes out free. Now, nofliduch, then the second brother died, married to the second sister, cholos la Shimon, then the second brother, Shimon, makes chalitza with her, which is also called the chalitza ksheira. Because if Shimon wanted to, Shimon could have been miyabim her. Because the first one was married already. Like Reuven was miyabim the first one's wife. The first brother's wife. So therefore when Shimon goes to miyabim the second brother's wife, there's no achoyis ukukosu anymore. Therefore Shimon's mutter to her. If Shimon wanted to, he could have been miyabim her. So now that Shimon gives the second sister chalitza, that's called the chalitza ksheira. That's good. Now nof leiduch. Now we're talking about that after the first two brothers died, now the third brother died. So that the law is that cholatz lo hai, one brother has to give a chalitza, mafko zikosai, he takes off only his zika. But it's called a chalitza psula, because if he wants to, he couldn't be miyabma, because she's really now an achois. Because she's called an achois of her chalitzosai. So therefore, he cannot be miyabma. Therefore, cholos lahai mafkas ikosai. The same, the second brother also has to give the middle one chalitza to take off the ziki as to her. There's one chalitza does not help for both brothers. Each brother has to give chalitza since it's called the chalitza psula. The other Gemara is either Amar Rav. Rav holds ain zika. So he holds ain zika. So the chal does no issue here. Then, so the chur then the chalitza should be called the chalitza ksheira. If you hold ain zikas, even though they're two sisters, but you can miyabim whichever one you want, because you're not really married to them. So the Gemara says, L'divra yayim yay ziku kama. Rav, even though he himself holds ain zika, he's saying over this halacha, that there's a halacha of a chalitza psula, according to the mandiyam that holds yay zika. Now this is Rav's halacha. Now the Gemara says, L'shmul ama shmul says, Echot cholos l'kulin. No, you should know one brother, one could give chalitza to one of them, he patters all three of them. One brother, if he wants to, he could give chalitza to all three of them. There's no chsarn from chalitza psula. One brother could give chalitza to all three of them. There's the article to each one, because since each one fell from a different brother, each one has its own mitzvah. But one brother gives chalitza to one, and he patters for the other brother. Chalitza to the second to the third one. So the kids Shmuel holds there's no storm from the chalitza psula. So Moriah Takasha, Michti, Shaminan Lelishmuel, we heard from Shmuel, the Yoma Chalitza, Mal Yavinan. Shmuel also has the sheet he has to have a good chalitza. So Bezoit Shishver, why here chalitza psula? Does it say it's kosher? We are Shmuel Halacha. The Yoma Shmuel said like this.